Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back here on WWL Sports Talk Live on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app, taking you up till 7 p.m. Then we hand off to the Saints Hour. Mike Haas chatting with Saints GM Mickey Loomis, also voice of the Pelicans, Joel Myers. Before that, we're going to bring in Joe Bartel, fantasy football expert at RotoWire. Joe, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. How about you guys?
I'm doing good, Joe. So I committed one of the cardinal sins of fantasy football this weekend, and I accidentally started two inactive players. I forgot there was a London game. The game started. All of a sudden, Puka Nacua is not in there, and I just completely spaced on it. I ended up facing the second highest scoring team in the league this week. Now, the thing is, I also started Bo Nix and Jahmyr Gibbs, and despite having two inactive players, I still won that matchup, and the question I have for you is, should I forfeit and give that guy the win because I was so inept as a fantasy manager? Do I just chalk this up as I've banked enough karma over my many years of bad beats that this is just my reward?
No, I think it's the other way. You're such a great fantasy manager that you drafted a team that could still win despite having Puka Nacua. No, you pat yourself on the back on that one, for sure. You are not the only person to do that. You will not be the last person to do that either. That's a complication of the London games. I think also, frankly, a complication of the dual Monday Night Football games as well, too, that there's difficult roster construction things, and sometimes we have lives. It slips through. It's all right.
Kind of building off of Jeff's question there, I guess. It was kind of a comment, right, with Bo Nix. Is it legit? Is that fourth quarter performance? I read that Elias Sports had this stat that he's the first player in NFL history to score 2+ rushing and 2+ passing touchdowns in one quarter. That unbelievable game, that comeback against the Giants. Is that something to kind of build on, or do you kind of see it maybe more as a mirage in that the first three quarters, which we've seen more of from really Bo Nix this season, he hasn't been very good. What kind of Bo Nix? Is it Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type of situation here?
Yeah, I think you kind of illustrated it perfectly. I think Bo Nix has been awful this year. He was on the fringe of a top 10 quarterback play. He was in that same ADP range as Patrick Mahomes and Baker Mayfield, and those were laughably wrong calls relative to those two. I mean, if you have Bo Nix over either one, you're very frustrated. If you had Bo Nix over Dak Prescott, who was also in that same range, you're probably pretty annoyed too, outside of the fourth quarter, notwithstanding with this. And frankly, I think two of Bo Nix's best throws were literally players that he wasn't trying to target. Like that play that ends up the play right before the game-winning field goal, Cortland Sutton on that last catch puts him in field goal range. That was meant to be for Cortland Sutton, and Troy Franklin catches it.
Right.
And then there's another play earlier where Bo Nix completely misses the target. He has been awful. I think Sean Payton, maybe I shouldn't be saying this here on this station, but I have not been a huge Sean Payton guy over the years, and I think his play calling has been atrocious too. He acts like Bo Nix is not a good quarterback. So if the head coach, who I have a lot of respect in, Sean Payton, thinks his quarterback stinks, I know what he says in the media. The way he calls plays tells me he stinks, and I have to believe that Bo Nix is not a very good quarterback either.
Yeah, well, I'll take it in fantasy, though. I mean, you call it what you want in the actual game. As long as he's putting up fantasy stats, I think it wins for this conversation. You know, and I guess so, you look around, Who are the players that, as you kind of survey rosters, who are the players that you're trying to trade for right now? Like, who are the players that maybe people have been frustrated with? I was able to trade for A.J. Brown before last week. I traded Cam Scadabo for A.J. Brown straight up, and that would have never worked week one, but it worked in week six. So, like, who are the players that you're trying to buy low on right now that you think could be kind of league winners if you're able to pick them up and they bounce back or they find that kind of winning formula for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know if A.J. Brown's a league winner, but like that's the perfect, it's perfect value of what you're supposed to do at that point of the season. And that point being 2 weeks ago, it sounds weird to be like, oh yeah, it's a lifetime ago. But really, we're entering a period now with six teams on bye this week, four teams on bye the following, four teams on bye after that. So 14 teams over the next 3 weeks. If it does not impact you bye week wise this week, it certainly will over the next two. And I think there's opportunity to buy in certain situations. For example, Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jackson Smith and Jigba are both on bye this week. If a team, let's just say, is, I don't know, 2-5 or 3-4 in that range and they have multiple people on bye, could you as a fantasy manager who's been planning accordingly for this send three or four pieces? It can't be all here's waiver wire bench guys. There has to be like a Chris Olave or DK Metcalf and then something. But can you send three or four pieces to get these elite players? I mean, we talked about Puka Nacua last week, for example. He was out due to injury. Of course, the Rams are on bye this week. But there's bye windows for that. And if it's not buying low, I also don't mind buying players on like other injury concerns. So Amari Hampton's probably my best example for this too. I think Kamani Vidal's been fine. Theoretically, we're halfway through whatever this window is that Hampton will be back. There is a bye week in there as well. If Hampton is to return and there really isn't any addition the Chargers make to that backfield, we're talking about a guy come the fantasy playoffs that I think will be very easily in that running back one range. And again, much like somebody who can't wait for JSN or St. Brown to get back from bye, maybe you can offer not even a buy low for Hampton, but the appropriate, maybe like 80% value of him, and get a guy that you feel comfortable rest of season when he comes back healthy will be in your lineup every week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Cowboys passing attack, Joe, I wanted to ask you about. You know, specifically, George Pickens was awesome in the absence of CD Lamb, where he kind of got elevated to that wide receiver one role, had multiple 30-point performances in PPR leagues. And then, you know, CD comes back from the injury that he suffered against Chicago this past week, and he has an awesome game against the Commanders, going for 5 receptions, 110 yards, and that touchdown. That's big splash, 74-yard play as well. Dak Prescott, a QB4 right now in standard leagues. You know, my question for you is Pickens, because even with the return of Lamb, it felt like Pickens was still heavily involved in that passing attack, and it becomes almost the two-headed monster where Pickens still gets great production. He finished that game with 4 catches, 82 yards. And so even though CD is back, Pickens should still be an auto start for a lot of teams that have him, right?
He's definitely an auto start, but whereas Pickens was wide receiver one on fantasy teams during that stretch where Lamb was out, I do think he kind of moves down to wide receiver two territory, and you kind of alluded to it. There's a very small funnel offensively in Dallas, and it's CeeDee Lamb first, then Pickens, and then Javonte Williams or Jake Ferguson, and maybe if Ryan Flournoy ends up getting a bit more work, whatever, that's fine. It really is a three-target race in that Dallas offense, and it's important because the Dallas defense is not very good. Now, I know they did okay against the Commanders, that's fine, but you know, the rest of the season, I think we can safely assume the Cowboys are bottom third defense in the NFL. That means that Dak Prescott has to pass the ball plenty. So even if I can acknowledge that George Pickens with CeeDee Lamb now back healthy is going to be more of a default second option for that offense, it doesn't matter, because we talk about stacking offenses all the time during the offseason. Jacksonville was a popular stack, which obviously looks silly in hindsight. Dallas is one of those that if I can get the three pieces of that offense, Jake Ferguson, Javonte Williams, and CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, you're in a good spot because no matter what, you're thinking there's going to be points scored on Dallas' side and against Dallas as well, too.
All right, Joe, my last question is, are you a streamer guy? Do you prefer to have kind of a, hey, I really like this kicker, so I'm going to keep him all year. I really like this tight end, so I'm going to keep him all year. Are you someone who's constantly adding players at the last second? Because I don't know. I always find myself in the scenario where the tight end on the waiver wire always feels like a better bet than the tight end on my roster. Same thing with the kicker. Like, where do you land on those positions?
I'm not sure I can be a fantasy analyst if I say I don't like streaming. Yeah. I feel like that's kind of part of our calling card. No, I mean, I have a friend that we have this debate often with, Brandon Aubrey, and I think that's a very good example for this conversation. If you took Brandon Aubrey, obviously you're talking about kicker 2, 3, somewhere in that range, maybe kicker 1 right now. That was like a 7th or 8th round pick. That could have been Cam Scadaboo. That could have been Emeka Buka, maybe in certain leagues as well, too. Like, there's a lot of value for positional part of it, but some people like to have that comfort and safety. The other issue that I have when I'm taking a kicker or defense high, the tight end part's a little bit different in this question,
sure,
is that when the bye weeks come around, I feel obligated that I can't drop that person or that kicker or defense, and therefore I have to hold them. And I don't like to roster two kickers or defenses unless in certain circumstances where it's a lot deeper. So especially when it comes to kicker and defense, I like to stream those. Quarterback and tight ends different. I have been of the opinion this year that I liked a lot of that bottom group, like Tucker Kraft of the world, Tyler Warrens. Unfortunately, I also like T.J. Hockenson and Evan Engram, and I'm in your spot right now where I have been waffling between Harold Fannin and Mason Taylor, and this week I at least played Aronde Gadsden in a lot of places. He's the top waiver pickup now for a reason. You can strike gold on that, but often you're just trying to see who can score a touchdown. That's why Hunter Henry and Zach Ertz are both in the top 10 tight end conversation as well, too. Kicker is a little bit hard. I'm sorry, quarterback's a little bit harder to stream as well, and especially with teams on bye, it's very frustrating with the injuries we've seen at the top of the quarterback position. A lot of other people are joining the fray, and that's one of the values of having the elite quarterbacks, is you don't have to be in this mix. So, especially for kickers and defenses, I do stream those pretty much typically every league I'm in.
Yeah, worst case scenario, you just start an old guy. They seem to be doing pretty good. but all right, Joe Bartel, fantasy football expert at RotoWire. Follow him on X at JB Fantasy Sports, also at RotoWire. Thanks so much, as always. Great insight. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having me on. See you later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.